Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, was sagt das Wachim? Perik hey, Mischne Gimel, Chattes Hatzibber Vahayachid. Now we're talking about the regular carbon chattas. The chattas where you put the blood on the outside Mizbeach, and whose meat is eaten by the Kohen. And here too, we divide it into two. There's Chattes Hatzibber Vahayachid. The communal chattas that the Tzibber brings, and individual chattois that the Yachid brings. The Mishnah explains. Elein chattes hatzibur. These are the chattois of the tzibur. Seir Rashi Chadashim. The goats brought on Rosh Chodesh. V'shem Yadis and Anyam Taivim. Again, these are processed on the outside Mizbeach. So basically, this is the carbon musaf. Klal Yisrael kind of brings it together. On Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, every day of the Yamim Taivim. Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Individual chatayis is when a person's chayv chatas. So the din is shechitas ha-matzafay. They're shechted in the north of the Azara, like all kachay kadashin. The kibbul daman, and you have to receive their blood, the bekli shareis, in a kli shareis. Batzafay, in the north of the Azara, again, like all kachay kadashin. But here's where the chatas is different. The daman ton, their blood requires arba matonois, four placings, four applications al arba karonois on each of the four horns of the mizbeach hachitzayin, of the outside mizbeach. Horns? The mizbeach had horns? We call it horns. No pictures like of a castle, and the corners of a castle have like this cube, little tower, like a chimney-like kind of a thing, but of course it's very nice. Well, the horns of the Mizbeach HaChitzayin are 4 amma wide cubes, and each one is on a different corner, on the four corners of the top of the Mizbeach. Ketzad, how did the Kayan put the blood on this? What exactly was done? Zakta Mishnah, Allah Bakevesh. He took the keli of the blood, and the Kohen went up the special ramp of the Mizbeach called the Kevesh. Ifana la Soivev. And he turned to the Soivev. Soivev literally means around. It was like a ledge that surrounded the Mizbeach. If you started from the floor of the Mizbeach and you went up 6 amos, suddenly there was like an indentation. It went in for 1 amma. You know, like the pictures of the Empire State Building? It goes in at certain points. So 6 ammas up the Mizbeach, it went in for 1 amma. It was flat for 1 amma. Now, if you went up the main ramp, if you kept going straight, you came all the way to the top of the Mizbeach. But in the middle of the ramp, there was like a special small ramp that led up to the Soivev. So the Kayan starts going up the Kevesh, the ramp, going up to the Mizbeach, but he doesn't go all the way up. He takes a turn on this little small ramp that leads him to the Soivev, the ledge that goes around the Mizbeach. He has to stand on this ledge in order to be able to get the blood onto the horns. He has to smear the blood with his finger. There's no other way he can do it. By other karbonis, the Kohen stands on the floor by the corner of the Mizbeach and spritzes and sprinkles the blood. Wherever it hits the Mizbeach, it's kosher. But here, by the chatas, he has to physically place it on the horn. So he has to stand on this soivev. Now here's the directions. Ibaloi lekeren deroimis mizrachis. When he reaches the soivev, he comes first to the corner of the mizbeach, to the horn that's on the southeast side. Darim, of course, is south. Mizrachis is east. Then he proceeds from there, mizrachis tsefainis, to the northeast corner of the Mizbeach. Then Tzvainis Maravis, the northwest corner of the Mizbeach. And he ends with Maravis Deroimis, the southwest corner, to put the dam on the horn over there. So another way of explaining it is that when the Kayan reaches the ledge, he turns to his right. He walks to the southeast corner. He's facing the Mizbeach as he's walking. And he continues to move to his right, going around the Mizbeach, counterclockwise. That means the opposite way of how a clock goes. So the second corner is going to be the northeast corner, and the third was the northwest, and the fourth was the southwest. he is constantly moving to the right. Again, to his right, because he's facing the Mizbeach. Sheyari Adam, the leftover blood, HaYeshayvach HaYesad Deraimi, he would then pour the remaining blood into the southern part of the base of the Mizbeach. This is different than with the dam that's processed on the inside, because there he comes out of the Heichel, and he pours the dam by the side of the Mizbeach that is closest to the Heichel. That would be the western side. In this case, where he put the dam on the corners of the Mizbeach on top, and he's coming down the ramp, he pours the leftover blood by the side that is closest to him, and here it would be the south side, next to the Kevesh, because the Kevesh was on the south. Another thing that's going to be different over here than the Chatois that are processed in the inside Mizbeach, and that is V'nachal in Lefnim and Aklayim. The Mishnah is telling us where the Kehanim can eat the meat. With the inside Chatois, there was no eating, was burnt. But over here, the Mishnah is telling us, V'nachal in Lefnim and Aklayim, they're eaten within the curtains, that means in the Azara. See, in the Mishkan, there were like these curtains around the Chatzu El Mayad. By the Beis HaMikdash, there were walls. Lezichrei Kohuna, only the male Kohanim. But Tanura shows us how we dash in the Simsuk. And Bechal Machal, prepared in any way. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me this? Because by the Karban Pesach, it has to dafka be roasted. So over here, the Mishnah is telling us it could be prepared anyway. And for how long? Le'yam v'layla at chatzas, for a day and a night until midnight. In other words, until the middle of the night after the day that the carbon is brought. What happens afterwards? The meat becomes nicer, and if someone eats nicer, it's chayav karas. But Chazal, in order to prevent him, chas v'shalom, from being over the issur, said, we want you to stop way before the morning. We want you to stop by chatzos. You may remember this from the first Mishnah in the Sechtes Brachas. Okay, so quickly, chazring over. Chatas at Tzibra v'hayachid. Tzibra chatas, private chatas that are processed on the outside Mizbeach. What are the Tzibra chatas that are processed on the outside the Mizbeach? The Sayer Bor on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tiv. The Shechted on the Tzafen side. Kabbalah's Dam on the Tzafen side. And only for the chatas, there's a unique way of how the Dam has to be put on the Mizbeach. It has to be put on the four horns, which are like these cubes that come up a little bit on the four corners of the Mizbeach. He goes up the ramp. From the ramp, there was a little extension halfway up the ramp to the Soivev. That was the ledge that went around the Mizbeach, because six amas up, there was an indentation that formed a ledge. He goes to the southeast. That's his first corner where he puts in the dam. Then northeast, northwest, and southwest. He's constantly moving to his right. Leftover dam is poured on the southeast side, because that's the closest to him as he comes down the Kevesh. Unlike the dam that was processed inside, where he comes out the first side of the Mizbeach, with the Yesod as the Marav side. Here it's the Darim side. And after you separate the Amram from the Karban, and you're makdur on the Mizbeach, the rest of the Basar can be eaten, and it can be eaten by the Zichrei Kohuna, male Kehanim, in any way. It doesn't necessarily have to be roasted. Really, you have a day and the whole next night, but Chazal said only until Chatzais as a Geder.